are listening to a free version of Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support this show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
It is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2018. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the five-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live steps from the industrially ravaged Gowanus Canal in the heartland of America, downtown Brooklyn, USA. On the program today, what we missed last week. Fortunately, did not include a nuclear holocaust. Meanwhile, what we saw in 2017 and what we should look for in 2018. We broke it, but we're not paying for it. Iraq needs hundreds of billions of dollars to rebuild. And we said pass. Meanwhile, in 18 states across the country, the minimum wage rises. Not nearly enough. And North Carolina is no longer classified as a democracy. Meanwhile, protests spread across Iran, unclear by whom. And South Carolina GOPs want to honor the non-existent black Confederate veterans from South Africa. So, to South Carolina. Well, nevertheless, I'm sure.
Look at it.
Meanwhile, sad news, Erica Garner dies after an asthma-induced heart attack at age 27. And in Hollywood, women band together to organize a pushback on sexual harassment across various industries. We've got a lot to talk about today, all this and more on today's Majority Report. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great New Year's and happy holidays. I guess the war is now over on holidays and on New Year's.
It's the pause before next year.
We won. They ran away. The plan, now it's just on to the war, I guess, on Easter.
Yeah, and that's a biggie, I think, particularly for us as Jews, you know.
Absolutely. You say Happy Easter, I say Happy Pesach. I hope everybody's doing well, and nice to be back. And this happened on January 1st. I don't know if California was the only place in the country, but I think as of January 1st, in California, medical marijuana is now recreational marijuana. And here is how Fox and Friends dealt with this freak out.
January 1st, California became an official sanctuary state, not a sanctuary city, the entire state a sanctuary, which would bar any police in the state from asking people their immigration status or helping the feds when it comes to immigration issues.
This is incredible. So with that, you say, oh, for the immigrants here among our population, you don't have to feel deportation. They're not immigrants. Immigrants are allowed to be here. Illegal immigrants aren't. They snuck in. That's a little dissemination. So now if you are...
All right, pause it for 1 second. I need to correct two things. The first is that a sanctuary state is not really a sanctuary state. What it simply means is that first responders who work in these municipalities do their job and don't do the job of federal immigration officials. And the reason for that is quite obvious, because you want to encourage people to work with first responders, to call in if they see a fire, to report a crime if they see it. If there is some sense that maybe this person their immigration status is questionable. Maybe they've overstayed a green card. Who knows what it is? But it saves lives. That's the first thing. So it's not that there's no, completely devoid of immigration policies in the state. Second of all, the word is not disseminate. Run it back. Let's just play it again. I want to see what he's trying to say there.
Allowed to be here. Illegal immigrants aren't. They snuck in. That's a little dissemination. So now if you are
okay.
In a...
Now, I'm not even sure what is he trying to say. What word do you think he's trying to say? Disinformation? Is it a little bit
yeah,
of...
Yeah, disinfo or dissembling. He's in that
dissemblation?
Yeah.
Dissemblation? Like there's... This is...
Yes, dissemblation is what dissemblation. He's trying to say. He's using the... Wrong
yeah.
word.
Too. But if you do it confidently enough, nobody knows.
Right. Well, he does it, certainly no one on the set there knew it. That's for sure.
But that's the great thing about Kilmeade is he never does it confidently.
Right.
That's why I like him so
right.
much.
He knows. He say dissemination. All right, go ahead.
Dissemination. So now if you are in a public school, in a public library, a health facility,
like
they are safe zones from Donald Trump. They say it's you against Donald Trump.
Right, not only if you're illegal, you're welcome in California. Also, if you want to get high, you're welcome there, too. So you can be illegal and wasted on marijuana
right.
and live in that state and be just fine.
The sixth state to legalize marijuana as of January 1st. And by the way, it's amazing how long the lines were.
Well,
50% higher than they even anticipated.
So 20 years ago, they had medical yeah. marijuana, and now they've got recreational pot, as long as it's a small amount.
I was reading an article on FoxNews.com, and they said...
And business was good first day. That's people lining up
going
to buy
it.
Leave.
Okay. Underneath the Welcome to California sign, someone posted a sign that said, official sanctuary state, felons, illegals, and MS-13, welcome. Democrats need the votes.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
God.
How amazing is that? That's
put that
the
underneath
message.
The sign.
That, I believe that was Photoshopped.
Was right. it? I'm yeah. sure.
But by the way,
it's been everywhere.
Sure.
Well,
if
it was on FoxNews.com, I'm almost... sure that it was photoshopped and not
no
written.
Actually Jerry Brown directed state workers to
is there more to this? This is like this is a new level of stupidity for 2018.
Photoshop.
Was it? Right. I'm yeah. sure.
But
I'm
by
sure.
the way,
it's been everywhere.
Sheriffs who have to go and wrangle up and try to keep everybody safe, most of them are not happy about this whole sanctuary state, the first one in the union, and they're worried about the trend.
Yeah. Good wrangle up?
Good dissemination there.
You
dude.
Can't. You can't. It's so difficult to wrangle up when.
You know what I love about that clip?
The sheriffs aren't happy about
it's
it.
It's just like, and vacation's over.
Right. Exactly.
Like, there's that kind of thing where it's nice in the morning. Like, hey, how's everybody doing? You know, like, you know, it's a nice rapport at the office. It's laid back. And then you say that, you're like, okay.
Back at it.
Yep,
back to
here
the
we
salt
are.
Mines.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into some of the stuff that's a little bit less pleasant. So this week, over the past week, I don't know, I guess maybe over the past 8 or 9 days, and I'm going to race through some of these, but we had the Interior Department rescinded a 2015 Obama administration rule that would have set limitations on fracking on public lands. Can't have that, folks. We're going to let those public lands be subject to fracking. The rules that were designed to prevent another Deepwater Horizon spill, like the ones that the people in the Gulf are still suffering from. I have a buddy down there who still, he won't eat the seafood. And there's a lot of people, particularly people of lower income, who are still suffering from the business that was lost because of the of that spill. Without getting too deep into the weeds here on what the specifics, but they watered down the well control rule, which is intended to prevent the kind of blowout that killed 11 workers, because why not? They also rolled back some of the production safety systems rule, which addresses devices that is actually used during the offshore oil production. It eliminates a requirement that safety and pollution prevention equipment be inspected by independent auditors. Instead, it will be done by industry groups Yeah, of course. And, you know, the rollback on the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which frankly, I didn't even know there was one, but this is a classic case of Merry Christmas to the Koch brothers and to some of our other multi-billion dollar supporters.
I was going to say, yeah, the Koch brothers certainly knew there was.
So there is a new interpretation of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, which was written by a former lawyer for the political network financed by the Koch brothers. It was pushed hard by another billionaire, Harold Hamm, who not only was an advisor to Trump on the transition, was the co-chair of the re-elect Scott Pruitt as attorney general. Where did he come from? Kansas?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. And so apparently, basically, it just rolls back rules that oil waste pits had to follow because they kill between 500,000 and 1,000,000 birds each year. So there's no fines associated with that. You want to cut corners, kill a bunch of birds? What are you going to do? We got a lot of birds anyways.
Yeah.
I got a new bird rule for you. Scrub. Scrub the birds. Yeah, kill the birds. My little nephew wants to make another dollar bill shirt.
There were guidelines put in place under the Obama administration where Medicare would have a system of penalties if a nursing home was found to be repeatedly in violation of best practices for their elderly patients.
Why would you want something like that?
That's been rolled back.
Yeah, old people are annoying.
This is all like the Friday news dump stuff, right? That happened at the end of the Christmas. I think before we left, we talked about the enormous exodus of people leaving the EPA. The Trump administration wants to eliminate 2,300 jobs. I think they're a third of the way there already, 900. Another one, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, they have had a wave of recent retirements, basically because probably their manager just looks around the room and goes to everybody like, hey, just want you to know, we ain't going to do any of that crap anymore. It's going to be a nightmare for you if you stay here. And they had cut 120 permanent workers by the end of September, a 6% drop. They have also eliminated or plan to eliminate the Chemical Safety Board, which investigates the causes of major chemical accidents and makes recommendations for safety improvements. Now, that's just two examples there. The Trump administration also announced that, you know, that desperately needed new tunnel between New York and New Jersey? Yeah, guess what? After Chris Christie turned down the money, kept some of it as a slush fund, apparently, turned down some of the money on the stimulus to build that tunnel. Now, the plans that the Obama administration had signed off to share the cost of this tunnel for Amtrak and for commuters going between New Jersey and New York, they've basically pulled the funding for that. And you've got a tunnel that is going to be taken offline at one point because of all the damage from Sandy. And you're talking about train travel between not just New York and New Jersey, but New York and Washington, D.C. You're talking about train travel essentially between New York and the rest of the country. But apparently that's not part of making America great again. All the members of the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS were let go on Friday, I guess, of last week.
I think Brendan's theory of why that happened is correct, which is that that relates to the leak of Trump supposedly, and when I say supposedly, I mean definitely, saying that all Haitian immigrants had AIDS.
Right.
I'm sure that he's blaming it on
Let's get
that
everything
team.
That reminds me of AIDS out of the executive branch.
It's like if you have people working on AIDS, then when you say black people have AIDS, then it gets leaked to the press. That's
and
how it works.
Lastly, the Justice Department is pushing for a question on citizenship to be added to the 2020 census. A move that observers say could depress participation by immigrants who fear the government could use the information against them. And so this is, you know, again, an attempt to sabotage the census. So that's all of the stuff, the major stuff that got reported last week. There's more, actually, but
Happy New Year.
I also we should also touch on this as we're talking about this this stuff. Let's just catch you up on last week. We will get to the Milo Yiannopoulos stuff, which I thought was pretty good. That Puerto Rico is now up to 55% of power. Or I should say 55% of Puerto Ricans have power. We made this point a week or two ago that when it was reported that 70% of the power generation was up online, that didn't mean that 70% of Puerto Ricans actually had power. So now you have about 3 million people, about 1.4 million, 1.3 million people without power going on now over a month. And at least 1,000 people have died. The numbers are difficult to find, but invariably, you're going to get people get sick. In the modern era, we really use power quite a bit, turns out. Meanwhile, on the one interesting story struck me about the Russia investigation over the break.
Is that it's fake and it's over?
It's fake and it's over.
Trump explained that in the
New
York Times.
No collusion. None. Zero. Didn't even know where Russia is. So apparently George Papadopoulos, the first guy to get rolled up by the Mueller investigation, was drinking in a bar in London with Australia's top diplomat in Britain, who apparently is a pretty big deal. This guy, Alexander Downer, was the longest-serving foreign minister in Australian history from 96 to 07.
Oh, I've heard it. I didn't know that that was the same. That is a very big person.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He was there during the Iraq War.
Yeah.
He was a senior UN special envoy who ran the Cyprus peace talks from 08 to 14. So this is the guy he met with Papadopoulos, which is amazing. It must have been like coffee. Papadopoulos must have been bringing him coffee. And apparently, it was this guy, Downer, who reported that Papadopoulos said, "We're getting a bunch of stuff from Russia. They've got dirt on Hillary Clinton, and we're getting it all." And so Australian officials passed on information about Papadopoulos to their American counterparts. It seems like there was a two-month lag. It's unclear to me. It was in May, and I guess they passed this on. Maybe it took a month or so to get through. Maybe they waited to see if Trump got elected. But the important part here is that the investigation was initiated not based on the dossier, but based on, at the very least, the fact that Australia, a not insignificant ally of ours, they're one of the Five Eyes, right? And when it comes to this stuff, said, "Hey, you may have a problem." And then apparently Papadopoulos was very upset, and he was just like, "Dude, why'd you tell on me?
Thought we were friends.
Hey, man, I was just, God, what a dick.
Thought we were on a coffee run together. What a jerk.
Dude, we got so wasted.
That's so not cool."
Then I get find out, then I get in trouble with the FBI, man. God. I loved Oz. I called you an Aussie.
Told me I did a good Crocodile Dundee accent. And now I'm talking to Mueller.
Oh, man. It's unclear, according to this New York Times piece, whether Mr. Downey was fishing for that information the night of May 2016. Now, I don't know how to interpret this, because it's unclear to me like what that even means. Like, Downer's like trying to figure out, like, do you know specifically anything about Russia?
Like, hey, young man, is that peace story real? Yeah, dude, totally. Those Russian girls would do anything. And also, we've got a bunch of dirt coming from the Russian. It's like, don't tell anybody, man.
Listen, whatever you do, don't tell the FBI. Please.
That would be a total bummer.
Apparently, there was some type of nexus, too, with an Israeli Cyprus gas connection. This is all just like Petro.
The worst people on the planet.
Petrodumism. I don't even know what the combination is here.
That's a good way of describing modern politics.
All right, speaking of which, let's also just cover this and move on to, I got one more piece I want to go through in terms of where we are with Trump and then where we're going to head to. But so Milo Yiannopoulos is suing Simon & Schuster because they canceled his book deal last February. He'd already pocketed, I think, like 250 some odd grand as an advance. And there was a video that came out where Yiannopoulos was endorsing sex between younger boys and older men. Apparently they came around when it came to the Republican race for the Senate. It's too bad he wasn't running for the Senate, because he would have had a lot of friends. So he sued Simon & Schuster for $10 million of breach of contract. But part of the case, Simon & Schuster in discovery had to submit documents that included the original transcript that Milo Yiannopoulos had submitted and all the corrections and comments that came back. Some of the publisher's notes say that Yiannopoulos needed a stronger argument against feminism than saying that they are ugly and sexless and have cats. Another chapter needed a better central thesis than the notion that gay people should just go back in the closet. There are other comments. But throughout the books, your best points seem to be lost in a sea of self-aggrandizement and scattershot thinking. And careful that the egotistical boasting doesn't make you seem juvenile.
Okay.
Wait, here's another one.
Oh, sorry. All right. Go ahead.
I want to keep going through these, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Add something like this. Only less self-serving is one comment. Or citations needed. Do you have proof of this? Unsupportable charge. Incite examples. Or delete irrelevant, superfluous ethnic joke. The phrases like two-faced backstabbing bitches diminishes your overall point. Unclear, unfunny, delete. Don't start chapter with accusation that feminists equal fat. It destroys any seriousness of purpose. And then you get the sense that by the end of this, the editor is just like, he's so mad that he got this assignment. So mad. So Yiannopoulos writes that contemporary feminism is, quote, merely a capitalist con job, a money grab designed to sell T-shirts to Taylor Swift and Beyonce fans with asinine slogans. And then the editor responds, quote, like your Milo swag. And then at one point, Yiannopoulos calls for lesbians to be thrown out of academia. And the editor just wrote, delete, ugh. The overall review by the editor was, at best, it's a superficial work full of incendiary jokes with no coherent or sophisticated analysis of political issues. Now, I know the point you're going to make is like, what did people think they were getting when they got it?
Literally, I mean, it's not even just, it is the same point, but it's like, not only what did they think, that's why he got the contract.
In the first place.
All he is. I mean, so it's, I understand it was a thankless task for this editor, but there is some degree of.
Well, the editor is different from the publisher.
Well, that's
right?
What I'm saying. That's what I mean, a thankless task. He clearly got assigned, although he does work at a conservative imprint. I can't imagine that this stuff is that novel for him.
I was going to say.
Really? You're really, like.
You know what the problem is?
William F. Buckley version of black people are stupid and feminists are fat and ugly, because it's the same point.
It's possible the editor, if it's a conservative house, doesn't like gay people.
Right.
Just panning the book because of
it. Yeah.
It's a gay bash.
Really funny homo.
And apparently there was data that was released in the deposition that showed Yiannopoulos' claim that the book had sold 100,000 copies in its first few days. It was less than 20,000, which is still pretty impressive, except for probably when you subtract all the ones bought by the Mercers, it's a lot lower.
About like 500 books.
Exactly.
That aren't next to like the Mercers' like hidden Nazi uniforms at some horrifying estate in Long Island. I guess that's what I'm saying is it's not like, let's do this book because in spite of all of his juvenile nonsense, there's like some type
there's
of...
There's a real point to this.
Right. And it's like, dude, the only reason you know who he is because it's, in a way, I feel like I could be Milo's attorney. Really? You're expecting something other?
I think they... I don't even know if that's a defense as much, although maybe they're arguing that there was no... There was no quality. He didn't deliver what he claimed he did. I mean, I don't know what the prospectus is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he could say, like, I know I'm a flamethrower, but I have some serious points to make. Did you see me on Dave Rubin's show?
Apparently, there is... people tweet this at me because they want me to be really cynical about the Human Project in 2018. Apparently, Ben Shapiro, Sam Harris, Dave Rubin, and Brett Weinstein are getting together in a... wankathon of like pure mediocrity and just
isn't there like a big alt-right show in New York too or something?
I can't tell if that's fake or not because it lists Wyatt Coke on the bill and it doesn't have a date or location.
Okay,
so
that sounds
thankfully. I think that was
fake.
A Vic Berger original there.
I'm really disappointed that
if
we
it's,
can't go.
I would like to go if someone knows if that's a secret thing and they're just keeping those details.
No,
secret.
That's a real thing. We should figure out definitely a way to get.
We should
it.
All go.
Yeah, it's like hey.
Hey,
Mike.
The New York Magazine put together a list of 55 ways Donald Trump structurally changed America in 2017. I'm not going to read all of them, but immigration, obviously, criminal justice. You got federal prosecutors stripped of their discretion and police departments told, don't worry about us. The Department of Justice is not coming for you. Get away with what you want in terms of education, for-profit colleges. Now, look at the for-profit colleges where their stocks have gone through the roof because basically they know that the cops are off the beat now and they can continue to rip off taxpayers as well as... hurt students with these loans for an education that's not going to provide for these students why they're going, which is return on investment. We've talked about just a few of the things that Trump is doing with the environment and finance. Financial advisors not legally required to put their clients' interests first.
It's like the private college principle.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Labor Department backing off overtime enforcement. Government no longer fighting pay discrimination because that's ended.
You know what I like about this is that these are literally all behaviors like Trump's like, yep, not legally obligated to.
I didn't even
look
realize.
After the interests of my investors. Check. Overtime. How about any time?
I didn't even realize these were laws.
Yeah,
Wow,
thank God we finally get to make these fake laws fake again.
You've got subsidies that undergirded Obamacare have been wiped out. FCC has abolished net neutrality, although there's going to be congressional and legal challenges to that. Oh, those chlorpyrifos, which was going to be banned under the Obama administration. No, not so much. A little bit of cancer with your fruit and vegetables. The military and CIA have eliminated measures that protected civilians from drone strikes. Yes, well, that's the point. A rule aimed at combating housing segregation has been suspended.
Well, that one's states very now personally have the, close to me on that one.
States have the ability to fund Planned Parenthood. I mean, these are all just sort of like major things. Of course, the big thing is the courts. Donald Trump sat a record number of federal judiciary appointments in his first term. And Republicans in the Senate are even pushing to get rid of more of the rules to speed up that process. This is like the classic case of the cops are coming. They hear the sirens. If we got to shoot a couple of the hostages to get all the money in the back of the truck, let's just do it. They're going full hog here. It's really, it's a disaster. And it's a disaster. It's going to linger. This week, I'm going to go to the fun half in a minute because I want to get, I want to take a phone call. Let's see. All right. This guy's been holding for a long time. Calling from a 210.
Like toothpaste backstabbing bitches diminishes your over.
What's that? Calling from a 210 area code. Who's this?
Don't start chapter with accusation that feminists equal fat. It destroys any seriousness of purpose.
Hello?
This would be a funny soundboard.
I know. I was wondering if somebody then, played me back for
then, you get
calling from a 210 area answer. Code.
He's so mad that he
210? I wonder if they can hear me. I hope it's not that problem again. Calling from a 213 area code. Who's this? 213. Oh, Christ. God damn it. All right, I'm hanging up and I'm going to call back in. Did it work for the last...
Did it work for calls, Michael? I can't remember.
It did. Yep.
Wow, this is...
The Majority Report. The host will be with you shortly.
Yeah, there wasn't a problem.
All right, well, we will try it again in a minute. Over the next week or two, really 2 or 3 weeks, they're going to, hopefully, they'll be funding for the Children's Health Insurance Program. There's a potential for a government shutdown. The continuing resolution on the budget runs out January 19th. There is, oh man, we got a lot of other things that are on the docket. Where did I get that? I can't find that list now. Oh,
basically,
here it is.
We're winning.
Hopefully, the Democrats will stand strong and fight for DACA recipients in the course of this budget fight. Susan Collins will find out that she got lied to by Mitch McConnell, so she doesn't get those votes on those special health care things she wants. And hopefully,
he told me we would stay. It was a lie again.
Texas and Florida still looking for disaster relief funding. The debt limit is going to run out in the early spring. And then, of course, we've got to start a war with Iran and North Korea. So it remains to be seen. It's going to be a busy year, folks. It's going to be a super busy year. And hopefully the Democrats will be able to take back the House and the Senate. And at the very least, stop the judicial appointments. Maybe reverse some of these. The Congress has the ability, I believe. I don't know if they need the signature. I think they do. I'm not sure of the new president. I think they must. but there will be attempts to pass fixes to some of this stuff. Then Trump will have to sign it or not sign it. But going to be a quite a year, folks.
You know what's going to be amazing is that if the Democrats do take Congress in 2018, then we will see a return of primary era Trump, because he'll go back to owning Republicans. And that it's going to be very disturbing and bizarre and deeply entertaining to watch him make that pivot.
That will be
fun. Throws Republicans under the bus.
They blew it for me. They totally blew it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, head into the fun half. Folks, glad you're with us. Thank you again for all the support you gave us in 2017. And you can continue that support by becoming a member at jointhemajorityreport.com. Also, check out, tonight is Tuesday. Tonight on the Michael Brooks Show, which you can, Bill Fletcher Jr. will be on the program.
Breonna Joy Gray.
Breonna Joy Gray.
And
everybody whose name starts with a B.
Everybody whose name starts with a B. That's correct.
You can check that out on iTunes as a podcast. You can watch it live via our app, or I should listen to it live via our app, which you can find at majorityapp.com, or you can watch it on our YouTube channel. Going to take a quick break, head into the fun half, 646-257-3920. Be right back.
You are in for it.
All right, folks, 646-257-3920. See you in the fun half. Who sent us this?
Anarchy. Alpha males are back. Back, 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 back. Boy is back. And the alpha males are back. Back.
Just as delicious as you can imagine.
The alpha males are back. Back, 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 back. Boy is back. And the alpha males are back. Back, back, back.
Just want to degrade the white man.
Alpha males are back. Back.
I take all of it in my throat.
Alpha males are back. Back.
Almost says what?
The alpha males are back, 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 back.
You are a madman!
And the alpha males are back, back, back.
I am a total cunt.
Can we bring back DJ Danarchy's song, please?
Yeah, or a couple of them. Just put them in rotation.
DJ Danarchy.
Well, the problem with those is they're like 45 seconds long, so I don't know if they're enough of a break.
That's fucking nonsense.
Hey, folks, fucking reminder.
I do not have Parkinson's.
And the alpha males are
psych. Fuck them. Fuck them.
Homo says what?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What?
What? What? What?
What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What? What?
Have you tried doing an impression on a college campus?
I think that there's no reason why reasonable people across the divide can't all agree with this. Psych.
And the alpha males are back, 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 back. And the Africans are black, 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 black African. And the alpha males are back, 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 back. And the Africans are black, 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 black.
Donald Trump out there, doesn't a little part of you think that America deserves to be taken over by jihadists? Keep it at 100. Can't knock the hustle.
Come on!
Fuck them! Fuck them! Fuck them! Fuck them! Fuck them!
Things I do for the bigger game plan.
By the way, it's my birthday!
My birthday! Happy birthday to me, Jew boy!
I have a thought experiment for you.
And the alpha males are back, back. Africans are black, black. Alpha males are back, back. Africans are black.
Pay the price for blasphemy around here.
I am a total
pussy.
Jesus. I missed that.